Hello.
Hey, best friend.
Hey, best friend, how you doing?
Magically delicious and spiritually redefined. How about you?
Oh my goodness, I'm doing well. I'm doing really, really well.
Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, today's topic, man, is going to definitely be an eye-opener in that it's going to give our listeners, I'm so excited, a whole new perspective. Not to say that this is a perspective that they should take on for themselves, but at least they have the opportunity, to have it be presented to them so that they have that option to, take it on or not. So I'm excited.
Absolutely, I agree with you, and so am I. I'm
Yes.
excited about this topic.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning into Sisters Divine Podcast Radio, where God, love, and life comes together in full circle. And it's so funny because it's like, we went from being married to
Yes.
being separated to being divorced to being in a relationship with, well, whatever. Being in a relationship with other people, and having our own experiences within them
Yes.
to deciding to take 2020 to not date and to remain abstinent. So that we can focus on really what's most important to us. I love the fact that we are doing it together. You know what I mean?
I do, and I don't know. I'm almost positive that it's the same with you, but I gotta say this, that it came so natural for me to like, this 2020, I'm definitely not, it's solely on me. No
Right.
relationship, no dating, and complete abstinence.
Yes. And it's weird in the sense that had I been the old me, this would have never happened because my sex drive was high. I mean, it seemed like it never slowed down or stopped. You know what I mean? I mean, to be honest, I want to say that a lot of the relationships that I've had in the past that many would consider to be toxic
Yeah.
lasted for as long as they did because of the good sex.
Yes.
And I think this is where we differ in that, in that aspect. I stayed because of the good sex, I
Yeah.
overlooked so many red flags, so many signs that screamed, this is not going to be yours forever, 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 forever. But I appreciate those experiences. I really do. It allows me to be able to relate to others because of them.
Yes.
But most importantly, I appreciate those experiences because without those experiences, how would I be able to know the different?
Exactly.
So even now, we've been, like abstinent since what? January, February. Well, for
Yes.
me, it was January. And here we are in April, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I know, me too.
I'm good. I mean, being single is nothing as I had imagined it.
Yeah, this is like, n this is, wow. I am so glad I'm experiencing this singlehood now to experience it at all. I'd rather, although this should have been experience way back when, before I got married, before Anna got married. But you know what? N this time in my life is the perfect time.
Exactly, because now is the time that you're ready for it, which is why you're doing
Yes,
it.
absolutely.
Yeah. And what makes me even more okay with being this way during this time right here is that You and I started this journey before this whole crisis even began.
Yes, we did.
You know, so I think that in fact may have been what is helping us during this time is that we started beforehand.
We prepared if we prepared 2 weeks before the New Year's, remember?
Yep.
So we were preparing. We remember telling you, sharing with you that it's a good thing that we're starting this a couple weeks early the New Year's. Just get ourselves together, and look.
Yeah, it's like we started the new year off before the new year began, as opposed to
Yes.
waiting until January 1st to say, okay, let's start A, B, C, and D. When in fact, we started A, B, C, and D in December and came into the new year as the new us that we desired to create.
Yes, indeed.
I think that would help a lot of our listeners who are forced into seclusion to be able to deal with with the loneliness that comes with being alone, especially when you are when you didn't choose that for yourself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. You know what came to my head, my mind just moments ago? And for women like ourselves, people like ourselves that are really embracing our singlehood, no relationship, abstinence, whatnot. And at this time, at this presidential time, if I'm using that word correctly,
Going.
it's like for people like us, sometimes we are even questioned by others. Well, heck, what do you do at this time that you are busy, that you're productive? I mean, like, aren't your needs met? Do you meet your needs? I mean, I've had questions like that. I don't know about
Yeah.
you.
Nah, I don't get those questions, but I do remember you sharing those questions and your responses with me.
Yeah.
No, I don't get those questions. You have to remember, I only speak to three people.
Yeah.
And, it's me, you, the mentor, and, my mentee.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So we're pretty much all in the same boat, with the exception of my mentor, who just got into a relationship, but he was in our boat for a year
Yeah.
before getting into a relationship. He too was practicing abstinence for that whole year. So those who I come in contact with, those who I who I consider to be a part of my circle, would never ask that question because, well, they already have the answers to that.
Yes.
But for those who may not know what I do, I would say that I think that the biggest help that I have, the best thing that I find that works for me is distractions, but
Yes.
healthy distractions.
Yes.
Healthy distractions, something that will take my mind off of, not being in a relationship, taking my mind off, not being sexually intimate with someone. It completely takes my mind off of it because the mind cannot focus on more than one thing within a present moment.
Yes.
So as long as I'm creating content, right, as long as I'm tapping into my creative side, well, that kind of gives me a spiritual orgasm, if you know what I mean. Like the finished product is like, ooh, yeah,
Yes.
good stuff.
It kind of leaves no room to actually want it, if that makes sense.
Makes absolute sense. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is so like to, you know, this is for us, for me, this is satisfying.
Yeah.
I'm doing something that I'm happy that it just brings a lot of joy and happiness to me to where, heck, it fulfills me.
Yeah. Yeah. I think another thing that helps us, that may help others, right, It's putting other people first.
Yes.
So by us, focusing on creating content and developing our skills and, brushing up on our talents and sharing our gifts for the sake of someone else's betterment takes the focus off of us. Therefore, we're not able or capable to see what it is that we may be lacking because we don't see lack. We're not experiencing lack. And because we're not experiencing lack, we don't see that which can be lacked. Like,
Exactly.
yes, like a boyfriend or should I say a mate, or a partner,
Yeah.
a friend with benefits, a situationship, we cannot focus on those things because we're not thinking about us. The me is of no concern.
Yes. Yeah, we both can relate on that big time. And I'm so happy that I'm in the right time, the right space of creating that is just in my singlehood. And my gosh, I'm not lacking anything. You see, that's how I feel. I don't feel like I'm lacking anything. What people may see as that I'm lacking, I don't see it that way.
And why is that?
I guess I don't put thought into that. It's like that's not my concern. That's not my I'm gosh, it's like I'm so I'm involved with what I'm doing right now, which is the radio podcast. I'm excited about this, you see, and other things that I'm working behind the scenes, other things in my personal life. But it's like, to me, this is better than, gosh, like, I don't even want a relationship right now because I'm enjoying what I'm doing. And the sex, well, anybody can listen. We all have experienced good sex, not so good sex, whatever you want to call sex. I'm not in tune with that at this time. I'm not. I'm just not. I'm not in tune with my sex life right now. Is there's other things that is asking for my attention. I'm not saying that sex is not important. It is, but
It's not a priority.
it's not a priority for me at this time. Correct. Hence, other things take place of that.
To piggyback off of what you said, right? For me, it's like I love. Okay, so I guess what helps me, and I'm sure you will agree with this, what helps me is getting my priorities in order. So my first priority has always been the sense of freedom.
Yes.
Okay, and I want my sense of freedom in any which way it can come. So it's not like I want my sense of freedom, but yet I want to be in a relationship. That's contradicting, you know?
Yes.
I want my freedom. I want to be able to wake up. And I know it may sound silly, but I want to be able to wake up at any time of the day or the night and just do whatever it is that I want to do, the way that I want to do it, for as long or as short as I want to do it for, without having somebody in my ear or in my space demanding my attention, like you said, or trying to impose their ways upon me, like, oh, you shouldn't be waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning and screaming at the top of your lungs, running around the house just because you can. Yeah, I can. It's what I do. It's fun.
I remember when I got back from I got back to Philly from New York from visiting you, when I took advantage that everybody was at work and I jumped on my bed.
I started something with you.
I'm like, oh
Yeah,
my
and we don't have to worry about somebody looking at us sideways, or somebody saying you should be, you're just too old to be jumping on the bed. It's like, nah, dude, nah, chick, you're too old to be jumping on the bed, apparently.
Yes.
It's like, like, leave me alone. I can just walk around butt naked, unshaved for as long as I choose to without having anyone comment or, scrutinize me or, have anything to do with me not wanting to shave or put on clothes. Maybe I want to walk around looking like I got buckwheat in a headlock. It's my underarmits. Leave me alone. Maybe I'm trying to go dreads. You don't know what I'm trying to do. I might want some cornrows or some box braids. I may decide to put some bobos under there. You don't know what I want to do. I mean, like, leave me the hell alone,
Yes, I think that with us, we were married at one time, you see. And our lives were surrounded by our former husbands, our ex-husbands. And to the point where I know for me, I completely devoted, I gave 100% into that relationship, meaning that I was disregarding me. That's why for me, it's like, I don't want to share my space with nobody right now. Until I find that balance, then. But in the meantime, I mean, which I am, I'm getting there. I am. I think I did. It's just that I still need more time to savor, enjoy, and learn, create stuff, which we're doing.
You said something very important, and that is the word balance.
Yes.
When I get that vitamin D, I am like feeling the side effects for like 2 or 3 days straight. Like, that's all I can think about. For the most part, that's all I can talk to you about until you divert my attention to something else, to which I will redivert your attention to that, to what I was speaking about prior. I don't know how to balance the two, and I'm okay with that. I'm really okay. In fact, I love I love knowing that I know that about myself. I don't have to fight against it. I don't have to like try to change it. I don't have to resist it. I know that this is what it is. I know that this is what it is. So I know how to work within my own limited perimeters until I'm able to develop more and mature more and grow more and become more stable within what I am doing and even in myself to where that I can now bring in another thing, whether it's a person or a project or whatever the case may be. Before I can bring something else in, I know that I need to do what I need to do now in the way I know how to do it. Always smarter, never harder.
I agree. I agree. And this is such a precious time for me, which I'm sure it is for you too, because I feel that God is working in us in He's working in us differently. You know what? I mean, we're in the area where you're good, yet God is working on you in something else. And the area that I'm weak on, that's what he's working on. You know what I'm saying? If that makes sense? I think I kind of messed it up a
No,
little
you
bit.
make sense. I'm just trying to find a way to rephrase it just so that I can make sure that I understood what you were saying, even though you did make sense. All
Yeah.
right, so what this is what I got. I got God works within me to do his will through me. And while God is working through me so that I can be that representation, I can be that face, I can be that evidence of God as I'm doing for others, I am also strengthening in areas where I am not as strong. Did I get it?
Yes. Okay. Some areas I'm strong, but God is working in those areas that I'm not. That it needs a little more improvement.
I'm sorry to cut you off, because I think this is where we might disagree. I don't think that God is working on your weaknesses, right? I think you acknowledge where you need more, you know, where you need to develop more, and you working on what it is that you want to improve in yourself. I think that work is all on you, not God.
I agree. Yes, I agree with you, because those right there will prevent me from, for example, making the same mistake twice. Not just making the mistake, but learning the difference. What am I doing? What are you doing that, for example, just a quick example, what are you doing that is attracting the same kind of people into your life? And so, you know, with me asking those questions to the, you know,
to yourself,
to myself, I'm like, oh,
after you're like me,
wow, I see. So, yeah,
yeah, definitely.
So, I mean, that, yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
because I just wanted to make that a point, because there's this notion out there that God controls us. No, that's why we have free will.
Oh, we yeah,
move,
of course.
And then God moves, because God will never impose himself upon us. So God must wait until we move so that God can know in which direction to turn. And when I say which direction to turn, I'm only implying that the laws of the universe can know what to yield back to us.
And for those out there, if I may, I say it because, you know, I have a relationship with God just like you do. And that's my way of communicating. That's my way of expressing to others. You know, that's how I elaborate it. But again, I agree with what you're saying. Some people may not get, you know, how you were just explaining it, that is not the universe, it's not God, it's us, it's me. And yes, it is me, because it's something that concerns me. I will bring it to God's attention and spend time with God in prayer, in conversation with him.
Yeah. You know what it is? Something just came to me. Oh. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I love when this happens.
All right.
When we are confused or we are unsure about which direction to go, being as though we are made in the image and the likeness, and when I say the likeness, I'm implying that everything God knows, all of those knowings are within us, within the spirit. It's no different than the whole body of water, right? And then there's, and then somebody takes a drop from the ocean, right? And instead of seeing the whole ocean in one drop, they're seeing a drop of water separate from the ocean. But we, in fact, like I said, are the whole ocean in one drop. So all that God knows is within us. However, it is the human experience that prevents us, or limits us, should I say, from knowing it all.
Yes.
So when we are doubtful and we are uncertain, all we have to do is remain still and silent. And that knowing has to come to us.
Oh, absolutely.
Because all that God knows is within us. How do I know? One, we are made of the same stuff that God is made of, right? But not only that, biblical scripture teaches us that the kingdom of God is within us. All of God is within us. And all of God is within us is because we, all of us, are within the kingdom. There is nothing outside of God. So everything and anything and all things that takes place is occurring within the field of God. And within that field of God includes the universe itself, planets, stars, gases, the physical nature of life, all of that, everything that is anything, the bacteria, the viruses, you know, the evil, what's considered evil, what's considered good, everything and anything and all things that can ever be and that has ever become is all taking place within this one grand field some people call God.
Yes.
And until we can come to understand that collectively, which we never will, because again, we're all occupying different parts or different areas of that one grand field of God's mind, because we are each individually occupying separate and individual spaces, we won't all come to the collective knowing, but it still helps to know. You know, so,
oh, yeah.
So it's like you have to know what it is that you are, you know, first of all, you have to know what you want. And, yes. And a lot of times we think that we want the stuff that is needed to get the thing that we want. In other words, some people think that they need money, right, for that desired house or for that desired vehicle or for that desired experience in order to have a sense of happiness, a sense of joy, a sense of freedom, a sense of stability, a sense of security, a sense of love, a sense of belonging, a sense of power, a sense of fun. What they are lacking is the ability to acknowledge or to see for themselves that what they are seeking is nothing, in fact, material, but all a sense of one thing or another. And they think that it is that material, is within that material is where they will find that thing that the spirit self desires. So it's not the money, it's really not the stuff, but it is the sensation that courses throughout our body that makes us feel a certain way is the very thing that we are striving for, but we don't know that's what it is.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
Hence, I was going to say, hence, it's important that we take time for ourselves. You know, like we're doing now. I mean, everybody does it differently. Some people, like you and I, we take in 23 days of hiatus, where that could be long for somebody. I mean, heck, one day or two, that's good. I mean, whichever, even an hour, a few hours in that day. I mean, everybody's different and everybody does it, you know, in according to, you know, to them, however lifestyle that is. But I think it's so important that we take time away from people, from things. And distractions, yes. And really look at yourself, really evaluate, are you happy? And ask yourself questions. Because sometimes we, you know, we can go through life and things are going well, but there's a gnawing feeling in the center of your chest, in the center of your heart, where like something is just not, something is just missing or something is just not right. And when you start feeling, and that's just to name a few, you know, just to name two things, but when you start experiencing something like that, like a little uneasiness, maybe it's time to take a little break.
Yeah, and try to figure out what is the cause. But you know what? Telling somebody to take a little break doesn't help them because they don't know what it is they need to take a break from. And not only that, but they may not understand for themselves what it is that they're going to do during that break.
Yes, and sometimes, and you're absolutely right, because sometimes they don't even think, or it doesn't dawn on them to, it doesn't cross their minds that perhaps maybe they need a break, or they're not sure what's really going on.
You know what? If I may, can I draw a picture of what you said for those who are listening? Okay.
So yeah.
It's like it's like the other me, the older, you know, the old me, right? I would be in a relationship with somebody. And of course, I would be head over heels with them. And well, I was more into them than they were into me. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So I wanted more than they were
yep.
to deliver. But the whole thing
yes.
is, I didn't even know what the more I needed was. I was under the impression that I needed more time. I needed, particular words to be expressed to me from them. I needed more, acts of affection. I needed more of this and more of that from them. What I
yes.
didn't know then that I know now, right, is that I didn't need their attention. I didn't need their affection. I didn't need, their words of affirmation. I didn't need their acts of services. I didn't need their company. What I needed to do was reflect within myself, figure out, and this, and like really take an honest look. And this process is excruciating, because it was within this process that I realized that I was shallow and I was so disappointed in myself. I was arrogant, what many can be considered narcissistic. I was manipulative.
Yeah.
I was all of these things that I saw in other people. I saw them in other people without ever realizing that I was really looking at myself from within and was projecting outside what it was that I was feeling and thinking about myself inside. I didn't do it because
yeah.
it was something that I thought that would just make them happy and their happiness was enough for me. No. I want something back in return. And I wasn't genuine with the whole love thing, because I was never, and this may sound plumb crazy, but you'll realize just how much sense I'll make as I continue. I
mm-hmm.
was never taught how to love.
I think that's for, that's for me too,
I was
actually.
How to appease. I was taught how to get what I wanted. I was taught how to do everything else, but I was never taught how to love. And the reason I wasn't taught how to love is because those who I was around, family members, friends, peers and society itself, many individuals do not understand the nature of love itself. Love is not to be reserved. Love is not a feeling or an emotion, but in fact, it is a demonstration. It's an act. If you want to know what love looks like, we must turn to that which created all things. And not only that which created all things, but how those things were created as and for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can relate to that, because I was taught
yep.
to please, to just please people
yep.
and forget about yourself. That they come first, and you, no,
yeah,
you take
you
the back
matter.
Seat, young lady. Yeah, you don't matter, and that was my, that was
yeah.
how I was, and until, gosh, and now that since being coached by you, and then after that, after completing the coaching with you, and now it's, oh my gosh, have I learned to really love myself, to nurture. And thank goodness for those experiences that, like you mentioned earlier, about our former
mm-hmm.
relationships, to where it really, I mean, I'm going to be truthful. I did not know what I wanted in a man.
Yeah, because you didn't know
in
yourself.
A relationship.
No,
I didn't know it myself. I did not
know yourself. You didn't know you. You didn't know who you are. First, we have to come to understand what we are. And until we understand what
yeah.
we are, we can never come to learn, who we are. But before we can, and I love
yeah.
this. Before we can even get a glimpse of what we are, we must first acknowledge where we come from. And even further back,
Yes.
before we can fully accept where we come from, we first have to come to know the nature of the Creator himself. So when we learn
Yeah.
the nature of that principle, that formless, shapeless, genderless, sightless, being, that presence, without knowing the whole nature of that presence, we will never come to understand where we come from, to know what we are, determine who we are, to even know what it is we want. So when it is said that we need, God comes first, it's not just a saying. It is an actual act that is put in practice.
Oh,
When I say God
absolutely.
comes first, I literally mean that is my foundation of truth from which I stand. So with God coming first for
Yes.
me, for Trinity, signifies to me that I came from that which created everything. And since I came from that which created everything, I, like that which created everything, has also the ability to co-create. And I am not the
Yes.
body, I am not my behavior, I am not the mind, but I am a part and within that one grand field of consciousness.
Yes.
I'm that spiritual self, and through the body, do I have a human experience? Human experience
Yeah.
dictate the that which I am, which is consciousness.
Yeah. I'm kind of in the La La Land right now because it feels so wonderful once you get to that point, once you reach there, once you, like you said, God is our foundation. He's my foundation as well. I mean, we're in this journey together. I can emphasize how important it is to have someone, a best friend that that you guys can go on a journey like this and be
Yes.
mutually in agreement with
Yes,
this,
equally yoked.
And oh my goodness. And the equally yoked does not have to be in a relationship, in a relationship, in a marriage. It can be in friendship.
It has to be, it has to be in everything.
So it
Yes,
does, it's a must.
it has to be in everything. And there are times when, well, it's not, but yet, all hope isn't lost when that happens, because those are the, those are the moments I use as an opportunity, right, to practice, to put into practical effort what it is I claim to be. So, yeah.
Oh
So if
yeah,
I meet up with
absolutely.
somebody and I'm talking with them, or I'm speaking with them, or I'm interacting with them in any way, right? And I see that they do not hold the same beliefs or the same truths or the same ideas or the same concepts that I do. Now I'm like, okay, so this is the opportunity where I can be tolerant. This is the opportunity where I can be patient. This is the opportunity when I can practice understanding. And in fact, this is the best opportunity for me to become curious, because now I get a different perspective. I know that I come with my own perspective, and I know that, excuse me, I know that my own perspective is unique unto myself, right? So when I share what I know with others, I'm giving them a different perspective. But I'm not arrogant or just prideful to the point where I don't believe that I can get a different perspective from somebody else that may, in fact, sharpen my perspective that I currently am holding.
Like you mentioned earlier, like you shared earlier, we all see the same thing, but
Oh, yeah. We all
we view it
we all
differently.
look at the same things, but see but see it differently. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
and
there
that's
you go.
because
Thank
and you know
you.
what
Yep.
that quote, it brings me to mind of when I was first questioning everything. Like, how do I know that what somebody else knows is true? And how do I know that what I know is true? So I made believe that I and someone else was looking at a tree. And then I realized I may be looking at the leaves while they may be looking at the bark. And because they are seeing the bark, they're going to comment and respond and make conversation with the bark. You know, but I'm not going to understand what they're saying because I'm thinking that they're talking about the leaves that I'm looking at. I'm assuming that they're seeing what I'm looking at. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we may be all looking at the same tree, but we are seeing different parts of the tree. And that part that we are seeing is becoming a part of our reality. And because we all, our realities collectively are shaped differently individually, you know, that's where conflict comes into play.
Yeah. Hence, I think it's important that we communicate. Like if, for example, if you're not sure, like about a comment that someone made, like, you know, it's important that you ask questions like, can you elaborate what you meant by that? Or just so I can have a better understanding, you know, so that way I think it's important so we can learn to see how people look at things, how people are viewing, what they intake, what they're perceiving or what, you know, and what
and
not
that can
feel.
That can only happen when we are listening for understanding as opposed to listening for the sake of what we're going to say next.
Yes. And I'm like that with people where, well, Anna wasn't like that. At one time, I was not like that. I would just hear, I would listen to what I'm going to respond. But again, you know, with that mentality, the old mentality where, you know, how we grew up, well, you know, you just don't like, I wasn't taught also to, hey, if you have a question about something, just ask. I was taught like, you listen and take it. Okay. So now, if I'm not sure about something, even the simplest thing, I ask, would you elaborate more on that? I'm curious. I want to understand your perspective.
Grasshopper.
And a lot of the
time, say proud. You would make an absolutely amazing coach. You'd make an amazing coach. I see that there are two things that an amazing coach must possess, and that's curiosity, right? And a great knowledge, a great deal of knowledge of life.
Yes.
And when I say life, I mean life as consciousness, having a human experience through the soul body that is responsible for thinking, feeling, and our will of action, you know?
Yeah.
You're making it, I just want to point that out too.
Well, thank you. Oh my gosh. You caught me off guard, best friend. You really caught me off guard because I was so in tune with what I was saying.
Man. I was like, man, I don't want to pay her now.
And first of all, I want to thank you for that compliment. I appreciate it. And to finish what I was saying real quick, a lot of the times when you come across and you tell this to people that you want to understand them, what you know, you want to, you question them, a lot of times, and I get this from people, that they are happy that you wanted to understand them better. Like they actually thank me. Hey, wow, I'm glad that you asked me that question. Oh my goodness, if we just take the time and this is a different topic, but if we, I'm saying for what we're talking right now, like me, for example, if I just take the time and just ask them questions if I'm not sure about something, or just like we can learn so much from that individual. Heck, we might even take a thing or two from them and apply into our lives.
But now let's say,
Because they too
okay, I'm
are.
sorry. Go ahead. No, my bad. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that was pretty much it,
You sure?
basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you know, and the cool part about what you said is that it's a whole new way of doing it.
It's breaking up
Can you hear me
again,
now?
best friend.
Okay. Remember I was telling you
Yes.
who came to visit me, and we were talking, and he was sharing his side of a story that, you know, he was sharing his side of a story of what happened with him and somebody else. And
Yes, ma'am, I
as he was
do.
speaking, it occurred to me that, wow,
It's doing it again, best friend.
mijo, is this better? About now?
Okay, it's okay.
Nah, not on my end. How about now?
It's a little better.
How about now?
It's a little this. See,
How about
come
now?
again. Okay, it's
Okay.
good. It's
Okay, you
clear.
clear for takeoff?
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
Audience,
I'll just move. Hold on.
hello?
How
I'm
about now?
kidding.
It got to be better, like
It's
much, much
good.
better.
Just come closer to the
If I
phone.
come any closer, I'm going to be licking the speaker part on
Okay, well,
my
don't you don't want to do that.
Nah, but what I was saying is that yeah, remember about old boy who had came to my house and he was sharing his version of a story that had occurred. And as he was speaking,
Yes.
it had dawned on me like, wow, he really believed that this happened exactly the way that it did. Yeah,
Yes, I
so
remember.
instead of me look listening to, you know, for holes or listening for things to be said that may not be said because I think that it should be said, you know what I mean? Instead,
Yes.
I looked at it. In other words, I repositioned myself. So I took myself out of my reality and I went into his and I shared his space. So when I'm listening from that aspect, now I'm he, you know, now it's like he's sharing his experience with me. Not that his experience is right, not that his experience is wrong, not that he could have done his anything different with his experience, because you know me, I'm always the solutionist, you know, like you got a problem, I'll give you the answer. You know what I mean? But I didn't. I wasn't listening as a coach. I wasn't listening as someone who knew the answers. I wasn't listening as someone who had an opinion, but I was listening to how he was feeling as he was sharing his story.
Doesn't that help us look at them in a whole different perspective, different light, like more compassion,
Yeah,
more
because he was telling
empathy?
me a situation. One of the stories he was sharing with me was a situation that had occurred with him and his dad, right? And how he had to like tell his dad off for the first time, you know? And he told me all that he said to his dad. And instead of saying, well, you know, you could have said it differently, or the next time this happens, you should do this, or the next time, or maybe if you, or you could have, or you should have, or why didn't you want to? You know, instead, what I said to him, and I really meant it, what I said to him was, wow, you must have felt really empowered.
Wow, he must have looked at you in a whole
He
different
did. He
light.
did. And I can tell he did because the way that the conversation was flowing afterwards, it was light. It wasn't with, us bumping heads. It was like, it was smooth and it was fun and it was great. It was like a spiritual orgasm. I kid you not. We were like, yeah, we were like, oh my
I know what
gosh,
you mean.
I want to hear more about what it is that you see. I want to get a better view of what your world is comprised of, because it must be amazing to feel empowered when you haven't ever felt that. It must feel amazing to feel appreciative when you didn't even see that you were. Like he was also sharing a story of a time when he was doing a favor for someone, right? And their family members were getting all into his behind because they didn't know why he was doing what it is he was doing. They didn't know the story behind his actions. And because they didn't know the story behind his actions, nor even tried to take the time to figure it out, or to come to learn it, they just in interjected their opinions, which weren't quite nice, So he was saying how they were, behaving, but at the same time, he was sharing to me about the reaction or the response of the individual that he was helping. So instead of me giving him advice about somebody who don't see what he is doing, what I said was, wow, I could only imagine how great that must feel to know that the individual you were helping acknowledged your efforts and was grateful and thoughtful of your efforts. Even though those who didn't know what you were doing was trying to, be a cloud on your sunny day. And he was like, yeah, you're right. Man, I love
Girl,
that.
I love that too. It's like feeling something so magnificent, so wonderful at the core of your being. And it's like, that's like you said about the orgasm. That's like, you know what? I just had one just now. It just feels good. And that right there, wow. I just like conversations like these, well, I think we're more like we get really organic when it comes to
Orgasmic. Okay,
mind.
you can say the R in it. Orgasmic.
Oh, okay, orgasmic people.
You know what I
Okay,
call it?
well, listen. What's that?
Cosmic
We need
orgasm.
to. Yes.
Cosmic ode.
Yes, because for me, it's not so much anymore the lovey-dovey good feeling. No, this is, you gotta take me to a higher level, okay? So I can feel you.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's not, like to me personally, it's like you cannot come to me just vague, empty. Like you gotta give me substance, something to munch in my brain. To
For
experience,
yourself.
before anything. Oh my God, yes. And I've, yeah. I was gonna say, I've experienced those. And they're so much better than the quote unquote regulars, the,
Mediocres.
if you know what I mean. Mediocres, thank you. Yes. That's just to say how much we've grown as well, how much I've grown into. And what I'm seeking into put into my relationship, my husband.
And you know what else
He
is
knows there.
crazy? Because I want to get this out there before we wrap this up, because I need to somehow, well,
Oh,
not
yeah.
somehow, but I have to bring everything into full circle. In fact, I'm going to
Absolutely.
start with it right here. So, how you and I, how we handle singlehood, abstinence, and seclusion, it looks like this. First, right, we find a purpose greater than ourselves. And when we when we found a purpose greater than ourselves, which that purpose is you guys, the listeners, right? To help you guys make some sense out of, you know, this chaos and to bring some clarity and solace and a sense of relief. It's by creating content, using our gifts, our talents, and our skills to create something so that you guys can grow from, you guys can use as a resource or a tool to help you decide what is it that you can create for someone else. So it's all about creation. Everything started with creation. Life started with creation. Creation started with God. Without God, there would have been no creation. And it's because of God, creations has been made. So creations plays the biggest part in that soul being's human experience. So once you find that something to create, right? Now you have to put it into applicable actions. You have to do whatever is necessary for that needs to be done in order for you to be able to create that thing, which is going to be unique onto yourself, and that there's going to be a big need for. There's going to be a grand need for that thing that you are going to create. So now you have to stop looking at yourself as becoming successful to seeing yourself becoming significant. Because with success, you have competition. With significance, you just have yourself.
Yeah.
Because, well, you're unique. And because you are unique, no one can compete with you. So you have to move from success to significance, right? And another thing with this whole seclusion thing, how this time can be like probably the greatest time in your life is because now you can practice freely becoming that which you claim to be or that you desire to be. So when I began learning how to be tolerant and understanding, I used to go and watch videos that would normally trigger me and look at those individuals from a different perspective. So in other words, I will put myself into their shoes and ask myself, what would cause me to behave like that? What would cause me to do those types of things? You know, what would, like, what kind of life would I had to have experienced in order for me to think in the manner in which that person that normally would have ticked me off, pissed me off, or probably, like, had me enraged, I had to shut my eyes and look from their view. So that helped me a lot. Another thing that helped me was going this took some time for me to master. It took me like a lot of months, but I finally got it. Is going on Facebook and looking at all my angry, complaining, happy 1 minute, enraged the next minute, and then sad the next 2-3 hours to go back to their, you know, for them to go back to their angry post. And then, you know, so I had to expose myself to all their posts. And instead of judging them, instead of seeing them as negative, what I began to do was think, how would I be, what can I do to be able to help someone who thinks like that? What can I do? And I say this is the perfect time to do something like that because, well, you have nothing else better to do. Like, really, what else is better than developing yourself? What else is there better than learning to love yourself? What out there can possibly top you becoming, like achieving greatness by giving to others? Like, there's nothing I can find better to do than to work on me, find things to do so that I can improve myself. So that's why I said you have nothing better to do. You know, and once you are doing all of those things, once you are trying to discover and find ways of how you can better someone's life, it's also the time that you can create in your mind's eye, in your imagination, an image that you want to manifest inside of this physical plane, in this physical world, this physical reality, the type of relationship you want for yourself, so you're not settling. So you could take this time without the relationship, without the sexual, without the sexual intercourse, which is very distracting if you're anything like me, especially when the vitamin D is great. Okay, and it has long lasting side effects. All right.
You know, yes.
You can take this time to build your mate and then trust in God to deliver that mate to you.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Tell me about it. Oh my gosh. I already, girl.
Okay.
I've been doing that. Okay.
Yes, we have. So instead of
oh my gosh.
Rushing to settle for someone who's really not your cup of tea, just so that you can have that great sex, or just so that you can have that sense of, you know, some type of like connection. No, stop settling. The first step in loving yourself is never settling less than what you know you deserve. And how do you know what you deserve? Just check in into the things that you want.
Oh my
everything
goodness,
you
girl.
Want is everything you deserve.
Yay! Oh, what did I tell you, best friend? You remember the conversation we had yesterday?
No, not really.
Oh, we had a lot of topics. We were talking about a lot of things, but real quick, one of my friends, a friend of mine that I shared with, that I told you about, he's into reading. So he gives me books. It's either audiobook or the actual physical book, you know? So it's like I said, and remember I told you, you know what? My husband, he got to be a reader.
Yeah. And you know what's funny? Yesterday, I was telling old boy the same thing when he was here. You know, I was like, yeah, you know, my husband must be a reader, because it's nothing worse. Excuse me. There's nothing worse than being an author married to someone who doesn't read her books.
Hello. Oh, doesn't read at all. Does not read at all. That's okay. Woo, red flag.
I think that once you can find some, like, I believe that if I'm asking for a husband that, you know, who will read my books, he must be an avid reader.
Yes.
You know, I mean, like, by default. So I don't think I have to add that.
Yes.
Oh, and other books too. You know, I think once they're able to even read my book, they would be the type of individuals who would have a love for reading.
Yes.
You know, so I think it's very important that we instead. So here we go. All right. Here we go. Instead of trying to change the individual that you are with, just so that they can fit your view, your perception of that perfect mate, stay by your damn self until you find that individual who already comes with all that you desire for yourself. No one's going to ever change for you just because you want them to. That'll never happen. What you will find is that people come as they are, and you either take them or you leave them where they are. Stop trying to change people to fit your idol relationship. Stop trying to change people, manipulate people, or even guilt people into doing things that goes against their character. Instead, stop, be still, be silent, be patient, be just be easy. And just wait for that individual to come to you. And that individual will not come to you as long as you are in the business of changing someone. Because that individual who you want as you want them to be is not going to change. So as long as you are seeking somebody to change, that who you desire will never come, because Well, you would try to change them. You don't want them. You don't want that perfect individual. You don't want that compatible individual. You don't want that equally yoked individual. You are calling into your experiences individuals who you will require to change. Stop changing people. It never works. Stop trying to change people. Stop trying to guilt people into doing things that you don't feel comfortable doing either for yourself or by yourself. Knock it off. Take this time instead to create in your mind's eye and call for that experience, that individual that you want. And don't think for one minute that that individual that you desire to have for yourself is going to come to you as long as you are not equally yoked with them. So in other words, if you are who you are today, attracting that thing that you don't want, you have to stop and become a different way of being so that you can have a different vibration on another frequency so that the universe can yield to you that which you desire for yourself. But as long as you are who you are, you'll never get who you want.
Woo! Hot damn. Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Out, somebody needed a punch in their throat, and it sure wasn't me.
Yeah. This didn't come from me.
Somebody said that punch in the throat, and it was not for me.
For somebody. Yeah, and I hope that they take heed.
Yes.
I know that they will listen because, well, it was made for me to say it. And I know that God would never have me do anything without cause, justifiable cause, or without good reason.
That's right.
So there are going to be individuals who are going to hear what I said. And I guarantee you, and it's okay if this happens because it happened with me. You're going to feel very uncomfortable. You're going to feel a bit salty. You're going to be a little bit, you know, defensive, but you know what? That's how you know truth is truth, because truth never keeps you comfort in your life.
Yes. Yeah. If you notice, that's why, see, I know my best friend, former life coach, Trinity. That's why I backed off and let you do your thing, because I knew how you were talking was not of you. Yeah. I had to back out and let you say what you had to say. But because, girl, that was powerful right there. And a lot of us have that tendency of doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yes, I'm with you. I hope that the audience take heed of what you're saying, because that's what's going to keep us in the same wheel constantly. And then you're going to ask yourself, like, what ask yourself, why am I still experiencing this? I left so and so, and I'm in a new relationship, and it's still happening. Hello.
Yeah, just because the face changed, it doesn't mean that the vibration that you are attracting
changed. Exactly.
All you're doing is that you're removing different faces, but you are still attracting the same energy. So you can remove, you can tell people all you want. Oh, I'm getting rid of negative people out of my life. Oh, yeah, I'm not dealing with the negativity today. So, like, what are you going to do, sleep? Because that is the only way that you're not going to be able to, you know, that's the only way that you can guarantee not attracting negativity, because when you are asleep, everything resets.
Yes.
When you go to sleep, you reset everything that you've called for. But the problem that I see is that a lot of us, when we wake up with the same thoughts that we lay down with.
Yeah.
So now we're picking up from yesterday today. And each day that we are living in yesterday.
I want to make to, you know, share with the audience that a lot that you and I are sharing with them is the very same thing that we experience ourselves.
Yeah.
And that's why we are able to tell you, share with you these nuggets of wisdom.
Yeah, so that they don't have to go through what the hell we had
in
order to learn what it is we now know. So that begs the question now, at least it begs the listener to question themselves. Do I want to live vicariously through someone else and just take the fast track? Or do I want to be that hard-headed individual who is going to end up with a soft behind?
Yeah.
And the choice is there.
Absolutely.
Hard-headed individual who is going to end up with a soft behind.
Yeah.
And the choice is there.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the beauty about God's things. To be about them things. So let me wrap it up real quick so that we can get out of here and we can do what we got to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, girl, because I'm hungry.
Yeah, my lips are touching. So, while you are in seclusion, use this time to practice whatever it is you desire for yourself. 2, don't worry about being single, because being single is a blessing, because now you can build the individual who you want to experience a life
Hello.
With. All right? 3, if you're horny, masturbate.
Yep.
That's it. I'm like, I don't, yeah, I do mean to be this blunt, but you know, it's what, you know, we're not really looking when we are like in that horny zone.
Yeah. Right?
It's not the individual that we really need. It's that release.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the release. It's the release. But we're just having the presence of someone else that is going to assist us. Why? Because, well, I guess you don't do it well enough by yourself. But with practice,
yeah, exactly. Right. They just need a little practice. We do not. We don't need no practice over here.
Yeah, you know, and I think this is a myth that a lot of Christians hold. Well, I want to say churchgoers, because if you are a Christian, you know that there's nothing in place that God did not put in.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's such a thing as masturbation, best believe that God put it there.
Oh, yeah.
Or should I say God allowed it? And God would not allow anything that goes against himself.
Well, and this is going to be another topic, but I mean, for the Christians, for us, we understand what you're saying. But for the churchgoers, they'll see it like
blasphemy.
She said masturbation on radio broadcast.
Yeah, and you know what I say to them?
Go ahead, sis.
Don't ever do it. Don't ever say masturbation on your own podcast. If you think that is not the cool thing to do, then that is a thing you should not do. And 2, if it offends you, that's your issue. Just don't turn us on. Don't
yeah.
in. That's the beauty about freedom of choice, freedom of will, you know, and freedom of speech. I can say whatever the hell I want to say. Now, while I may be mindful in what I say and how I say it, I am not going to restrict getting my message across because of some sensitive individuals who I may rub the wrong way. You know what that shows me? I'm not for them. And that's fine.
And that's okay. Exactly.
Somebody else, and yeah, you know, I'm for, you know, we are for leaders. Okay. We are for those who wants to take charge. We're not those for who wants to control.
Yes.
There's a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah. There's a difference. Well, my love, we're coming on. Well, we kind of like past a little bit of time, but that's okay. It was lovely. And next week's the next show is going to be awesome.
Yes.
We have a few topics lined up. So her and I, we're going to get together and brainstorm.
Yes.
To see which is going to be, which one is going to be. Also, this podcast is going to be on our YouTube channel that we are, that we have created. It's very, 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 very new as this podcast radio channel is. And we are, you know, you'll find this recording on that platform. And it will be different for sure. You know, you'll have the visual going on. But yeah, that's it. Well,
yay!
You want to close this out? You want to close this out?
Best friend, I was about to ask you, what are you having for late lunch? Early dinner.
I don't know. I gotta return the phone call that I ignored while recording.
Girl.
And depending on what they say will determine my next
girl,
meal.
Yes.
But hold on, but it kinda for now, it looks like apple cinnamon oatmeal. No. Yeah, apple cinnamon oatmeal without the apples.
Oh snap, girl. I was thinking spaghetti or something. You know what I mean? God, this one.
I had that at 1:30 this morning.
Oh snap! See, this whole conversation just—it's like having a workout, and then after workout, it has you hungry. That's how good it was. Yes, but hey, to the audience, much hugs and kisses. Mwah, mwah. Becky,
love you guys a bunch.
Yes, holla.